Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Relate Higher, the podcast. I'm your host, Letitia Ringe. Relate Higher is your go-to resource for all things relationship coaching and education and to support you as you step into conscious relationship with yourself and others. Relate Higher provides the leading standard in conscious higher relating. We're committed to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships, whether that be your romantic relationships, your friendships, relationship with family members, or even your professional relationships. And this is because the best approach we have found to creating successful, satisfying, and thriving relationships across your life is through taking a conscious approach to those relationships. So on this podcast, you'll be learning everything you need to know about conscious relationships, as well as effective communication and creating those successful relationships across your life. Now, we'll be exploring topics like healthy relationships, satisfying relationships, conscious relationships, successful relationships, how to step into conscious relationship with yourself and others, meaningful connection, depth and intimacy, as well as how to create a community and conscious relationship ecosystem that supports you and everybody else in it to thrive. Now, I'm Letitia Ringe, your host, and I'm an award-winning coach and a former family lawyer. And through my work as a former family lawyer, I learned a lot about what not to do in relationships. This was some of the best information I ever learned because it taught me how to be in successful relationships. In other words, by teaching me what was missing in those relationships, which meant that they led to lots of conflict, it taught me a lot about what to include in relationships in order to avoid that. And so through that experience as both a family lawyer and then my experience as a relationship coach and an award-winning life coach supporting people to develop and transform their life, to get to know themselves as a human and also how to have great relationships with others, I bring all of that wisdom to this podcast to support you in taking a conscious approach to your relationships. So join me every week for two episodes that will teach you cutting-edge tools and resources to support your conscious relationships across your life. This is the place to come to educate yourself because the truth is the only reason we struggle with relationships as humans and the only reason it is a struggle for most humans is because we were not given the tools and education to support us to create thriving, satisfying, and successful relationships across our life. So that's what you're going to be learning here on this podcast. Now, every week in every episode, I'll be sharing an intentional process, which means you'll be applying that process to yourself, designed to support you to transform and improve the quality of your relationships. And in particular, you'll be learning and educating yourselves on these six things. One, how to create successful, loving, conscious, thriving relationships across your life as a whole. And as I mentioned, that includes your romantic relationships, your friendships, your family relationships, and your professional relationships. Basically, your relationship with any other human being. You'll also learn how to communicate consciously and effectively with your loved ones and anyone else you're communicating with. You'll also learn how to build an intentional relationship ecosystem for you and your community that allows you to feel fully supported as a human and thrive, and also everybody else who is in it. You'll also learn how to approach each phase of the relationship cycle consciously. This includes deciding whether to leave a relationship. It includes completing a relationship. It includes healing a broken heart after a relationship completion. It includes dating or attracting new relationships into your life, as well as starting a new relationship and also, importantly, improving an existing relationship you're in. Because the truth is, we often think that better relationships are about finding the right people. But the real truth is that what we actually need is relationship tools and education to support us in going deeper and creating a better ecosystem and systems for the relationships we're currently in. So you can skip around and try new relationships and new partners, new friends, new family members, but that will never teach you the tools that you need to actually go deeper and thrive. So at some point, you will fall upon that realization, and then you'll be catapulted into prioritizing learning about relationship tools and education to create successful, satisfying, and also healthy relationships across your life. 5, we also will be teaching you how to create a conscious relationship with yourself so that you have the capacity to be in conscious relationship with others. And finally, we'll be teaching you how to transform and improve the quality of your relationship so that you can become a much needed relationship leader in our world and also in your life too. Because we need more people who are educated on how to create thriving, successful, and satisfying relationships so that you can become a role model to those who are also in your life. And you know, the best way we do that is through simply embodying that relationship education that you're going to be learning on this podcast. Now, part of this last element is also really understanding what it takes to transform. Because the truth is, whenever there's another person involved in our transformation, it means that we don't have everything within our power or control. And this is why it tends to take a lot longer to make relationship transformation than in other areas of our life. But don't be let down by that, because the result and the success on the other side of that commitment to stay in it is so rewarding. Having great relationships not only impacts your relationship life, it also impacts you as a person and your ability to be successful and thrive across every other relationship in your life. Because the truth is, having a supportive relationship ecosystem across our life that supports our relationship needs and desires for support and community and connection will support us as individuals. It helps us have greater confidence. It actually helps us to be more independent in our life when we learn how to let more people into our life in deeper ways. And therefore, it leads us to taking bigger risks, to actually receiving more creativity in your life, and to also generally just feeling more satisfied. And this is because relationships are also a source of abundance. They also help our nervous systems to feel more relaxed and safe and secure. And when we feel relaxed, safe, and secure, it allows us to feel like we have more energy for the other areas of our life. We then have the wisdom of other relationships and community to draw upon, and we're able to take that into every other area of our life. So we receive a lot more energy, and then therefore we give a lot more energy. Now, relationships is also the way that we understand more about ourselves, because everybody around us is mirroring something that we are seeing about them, which is really telling us more about ourselves. In other words, we learn more when we have relationships in our life. There is only so much you can learn alone. We need other people. It truly takes a village to raise a baby, just like it takes a village to raise a human beyond being a baby or a child. So, Relate Higher is your place to be to learn everything you need to step into conscious relationship and also to improve relationships across your life. I look forward to meeting you here each week. And in addition to this podcast, I want you to know that we also have a weekly Relate Higher community coaching newsletter. This is a newsletter we send out every week by email to everybody who has signed up. It's complimentary. And on that, we will share a coaching tip and inspiration for the week ahead to help you to step into conscious relationship and also to improve the quality of your relationships. Now, the last thing I want to mention to you all is that Relate Higher is a verb. It is a term that you can remember every time you're interacting with another person, including yourself. You can remember, I have the opportunity here to relate higher, which means I have the opportunity to step into love. I have the opportunity to relate from a place of awareness. I have the opportunity to show up here with intention. That's what it means in essence to be in a conscious relationship. So when you think about the term relate higher, this is what I want you to remember. Am I going to move forward in this interaction with myself or another person coming from love, or will I choose the default, which is usually fear? Will I show up intentionally, or will I just go with the flow and hope that everything works out? It does sometimes, but not always. And that's why a lot of us have a lot of problems in our relationships, because we don't show up with intention. Am I going to show up with awareness of how I'm showing up and what this other person is needing and how they're showing up and what our relationship needs? Or am I going to show up with a lack of awareness? And again, just hope that everything works out. It won't. So this podcast, whenever you hear the name Relate Higher, remember that that is what in essence it means. And then as you're out in the world in real life, actually relating with yourself and others, you can use that phrase to help you step into consciousness. And we'll be teaching you way more about conscious relationship in future episodes. All right, my friends, it's great to be here with you, and I'll see you in our next episode. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.